If you're an animal lover, zoos are a mixed bag. It's amazing to be in shouting distance of magnificent wild animals, but it's hard not to get the feeling that the great apes, big cats, and other creatures don't exactly love being behind bars and walls. Now, a Danish architectural firm is working with a zoo safari in Denmark to break down those walls and create what they're calling Zootopia. Architect Bjarke Ingels runs the architecture firm the Bjarke Ingels Group, or BIG. He's designing the zoo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you're known already for big ideas at BIG. Before we talk about the zoo, could you tell us some about your other innovative designs for buildings?
Right now, we're building a power plant in Denmark that turns waste into electricity and district heating. But it's also made in such a way that you can actually hike on its roof. It's a giant public park. And in the winter, you can ski on it.
Nice. So, why did you decide to take on the zoo?
For the zoo, it's almost a question of trying to find ways of actually creating a successful cohabitation between humans and different species of animals. We've done a lot of homes for humans. To get to work for new species, it would be a great challenge.
So, this is in the concept stage right now, but can you describe what it's going to be like to walk into Zootopia?
First of all, to understand Zootopia, you have to understand that in Zootopia, there's only going to be social animals. You won't have a lonely tiger walking around inside a cage. You'll have gorillas, you'll have wolves, all kinds of animals that like to be together in larger groups so we can actually create entire habitats. And then secondly, we've organized it in such a way that you start by arriving in something that almost looks like a giant tilted crater. You can walk along the rim of the crater and get amazing views out over the entire landscape of Zootopia. And then from this crater, there'll be three giant gates that you can move through that will bring you into either America, Asia, or Africa. We have organized Asia so that you can visit it with water bicycles. You can bicycle through the area that is Africa, and then you can actually take a cable car through the area that is America. So essentially, the idea is interfacing with the animals in completely new ways.
How close, though, can you interface with an animal like a lion when there aren't, traditional walls and bars? I mean, how do you work that out with, well, let's talk through some different animals, like the lion, for instance.
You'll still be able to drive through the lion park with your car in the traditional car safari way. What we're basically looking at is to find different ways of hiding the barriers between the people and the animals. And in this case, what we've tried to do is to eliminate all traces of human architecture. So there are no buildings. You'll see rolling hills growing over the areas where the lions have to retreat when the winter gets cold in Denmark. And in a similar way, using combinations of level changes, trenches with water where the water depth prevents certain animals from crossing. In the case of the bears, your cable car might actually come really close to the bears above them, but it won't bring you within range. So you can say both the human experience and the animal experience is going to be much more exciting. I really do think that if you can make great zoos where so many different species can live in close proximity in harmony, you can also make great cities.
Look forward to seeing this.
Yeah, come over in 5 years.
Great. Architect Bjarke Ingels runs the architectural firm BIG. Thanks for your time today.
It was a pleasure.